about measures, there are potentially hundreds to look at. Which are the most important? And I've found there are seven key categories of measures that should be in place in every organization with a customer service operation. They build on each other, and it helps to order them from the most tactical to more strategic. So they include, number one, forecast accuracy. If you don't have an accurate prediction of the workload coming your way, it's almost impossible to deliver efficient, consistent service to your customers. Number two, then, is schedule fit and adherence. If you have a good handle on the workload, you can build accurate schedules and ensure the right people are in place at the right times doing the right things. That's such an important enabler. So number three is service level. If customer interactions don't get to the right place at the right time, little else can happen. So establishing service level and response time objectives is really a prerequisite to ensuring that the organization is accessible. But nothing's happened yet so much. So number four then is quality. Quality and first call resolution. This is where the interaction is actually happening. The service is actually being delivered. Quality ensures we're delivering the right services effectively and accurately on a call-by-call basis. And first call resolution, sometimes first contact resolution is the label, is essentially an extension of quality. It's a tangible result of getting things right. Number five is employee satisfaction. Employee satisfaction clearly influences and even drives customer satisfaction. There's been a lot of research on this in recent years, and very, very exciting to see the work that's being done. Number six, then, and no surprise here, is customer satisfaction and loyalty. How do our customers feel about the services being delivered? And number seven is strategic value. What contributions does the contact center make, or do our customer service operations make, to revenues, marketing initiatives, product innovation, and other primary business objectives? Measures are often focused on samples of impact in these and related areas. So I always look for these seven areas. They're a great starting place for most organizations. And there can potentially be a lot of measures within each of these seven categories. But start there. Make sure you've got the basics in place in these seven fundamental categories.